Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and I am joined by my co-host, Ms. Brown Sugar. And we, of course, want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You're afraid to call us? You can do like my homegirl Liz. You can jump up in the flash chat and holler at your boy, because I'm cool with the flash chat. It's going live. You can say something. What's up, Liz? Two fingers in the peace sign. Two fingers in the peace sign. Anyway, also, we have Facebook. If you're on there, you can join the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will holler at you and add you in. So if you want to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, Just ask to join, and we'll say, yes, I think. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, on any social platform, social media platform, add us, we'll add you back. Because we love talking to the people that enjoy the show. And if you got any questions, comments, concerns, you want to say something, you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Right, Brown Sugar?
Right, and you will be at it, because him and Mr. J don't mind adding you.
Yeah, we will add anybody, but we will cut you. We will cut you.
Oh, that's possible, too.
All right, well, speaking of cuts, guess what? Your boy Donald Trump, he didn't cut Special Olympics. Donald Trump didn't cut the Special Olympics. It's like him and Betsy, whatever her last name is, doesn't matter. And I shouldn't even say her first name. I should have just said that lady that looked like prune juice just flows in her veins. It's not like she got blood flowing through her veins. It's like she's got prune juice flowing through her veins, right? They were like, as early in the day, they were like arguing, we may have to cut Special Olympics. And even though we're going to cut Special Olympics, it can be funded privately. Right? And then people was in the uproar like, hold on, so you gonna cut the Special Olympics? I mean, of all the things to cut, Special Olympics, like, so you gonna hurt the disabled kids? They can't have an Olympics?
Well, no, they can't have the Olympics. That's just like, it'd be the same thing as like charter schools and jails. That's
well,
what funded privately means.
Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, we can just take away a couple jails and keep the Special Olympics. I'm just saying, every 4 years,
I agree.
Let the get some. Let them have their moment. Their one shining moment in time is like, you want to take away from the disabled? Yeah, I'm like, wow. That right there. That was special. He's like, yeah, we're not going to cut it. And then she came out with her statement. Yeah, I've been fighting for it privately. Very privately.
That just means so some already rich person can get even more rich because if it's funded privately, that means somebody is paying for it.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's some kickback somewhere.
Yeah. Huh. Speaking of kickbacks, hey, there's another thing you can't do while being black. You want to know what it is?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can't be an attorney. So, there's a Maryland attorney who was, he had to file a complaint as a police officer accused him of pretending to be a lawyer. Chad James, he was in Harford County, Maryland courtroom. And he was in there to request an expunged record for a no-show client who had a warrant out for his arrest. After the request was granted, he tried to leave, but he was approached by a police officer deputy. He sat there through the hearing, right? And he thought that James was faking his credentials. He even called him by his client's name when they spoke. And James corrected him like, hey, nah, it's not my name. And so the officer asked him for identification. He produced his driver's license. The officer was like, hell no, that ain't enough. Took him in another room where he was asked to show his bar certification and a business card. He didn't have either. So the officer made a phone call to verify his credentials. After 10 minutes, he was allowed to leave.
Wow.
Yeah, that right there. You can't, I mean, like, who's going to go into the court and pretend to be a lawyer? Like, they won't recognize that you're not a lawyer that normally practices. It's like,
yeah.
So, yeah, instead of doing his job, like your real job, which should be protecting some stuff, protecting some rich guy's thing, you're in there harassing people who actually are doing their job while you're not doing your job. That right there is hilarious. Do your job. That's one of them things. Like, everybody's got a job. You do your job. And everybody's cool. But when you don't do your job and you're harassing people who are doing their job, it's like, really? This is where we at. This is what we're talking about here. Just folks who just don't want to do their job. You want to do everybody else's job or make sure that they're doing their job or just make sure that you harass a black man for doing his job. So, brown sugar. In conclusion, it's another thing you can't do while being black. Be an attorney. It's almost like, remember like Malcolm X, he's like, yeah, I want to be an attorney. And the teacher was like, nah, you want to be a carpenter. I'm guessing he might be related to that teacher.
You know, and I could see maybe in that day and time where that was maybe not ideal or not something that people thought a black man could do. But in this day and time, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. It's actually not the... It's the exact
I think
opposite.
He should hold... He should have a picture in his wallet of all of the black lawyers that graduated that year.
That would prove it and have care of himself.
Not prove it, but yeah, I mean, prove it, yes, but then it's like, yeah, this is possible. This is like a life for us. We are actually becoming lawyers. Who would have thunk it?
Can you believe that we can actually form a proper argument in our defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like horrifying. Well, speaking of horrifying, can we turn on the spotlight on a guy named Ed Buck? Who is Ed Buck? People are like,
who is Ed Buck?
What the fuck is Ed Buck? Ed Buck is the white man who's a Democratic donor, and two black men have ended up dead 2 years apart in his house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Only thing is, Ed Buck has not been prosecuted.
No, they haven't even questioned him.
Yeah. Now, you think about that for a second.
I mean, they've questioned him as far as, like, in that moment.
Well, yeah, they just did, they just determined Timothy Dean, who was the second guy to die at Ed Buck's house. And he died of a methamphetamine overdose.
Didn't the first guy die of a drug overdose as well?
Yeah. Jamil Moore, he died of a meth overdose too. Ed Buck's house. Who's house?
Yeah, well, they're saying he's saying that he can't help it that he has some kind of heart, not a compassionate heart. It was some kind of heart where he has a heart for the homeless and the wayward. And he can't help it that these people confide in him and come to him to get clean and relapse while they're in here.
Okay. But they relapse in his house.
Yeah.
I mean,
he takes them in to help them to get, you know, to get clean. Why he just can't take them to the sobriety house or whatever you want to call it. He takes them into his home. And he does the whole, I'm going to get you off of these drugs. And all while he's doing that, showing them a better way of life, they relapse. And
in his house.
He said he's helped many people. Yeah, he's helped many people before.
I bet he has.
These two are just unfortunate incidents. It's just unfortunate. His complex. People were like picketing and protesting, and like they were, you know, making his life kind of hard when the second one happened.
I mean, so we are talking about predator, allegedly, where there are black men who he is helping. And I'm guessing he's not getting any gratification whatsoever, no sexual gratification or anything like that.
He's helped all kinds, he said.
Of his heart. The goodness of his heart.
Yes.
Yes, bless.
And he's helped all kinds.
Oh, he's so kind. He's so nice. Ed Buck.
Yeah, And all he wants is for them to be better people. That's his contribution to giving back.
You know what? I guess after I heard that, I probably should change my tune. I shouldn't even be talking about Ed Buck like this. No, I'm not understanding that he just wants a better society.
Well, the thing about it is the people in the neighborhood, police haven't, like, investigated him, but some of the people in the neighborhood have. And they're saying they can't find anybody that he's helped.
Right.
So all these that he's before, you know, none of them have come to his defense.
Yeah. Yeah, they all say he takes advantage of them. I mean, he would be what we would call the booty bandit. Come on in. See, like what everybody thought about with Bill Cosby and the drugging folks, that would be him. Yeah, you know, I want to help you out. You can take your drugs here. Take them drugs, and he's a booty bandit. That old booty bandit that talked about on the Boondocks, that would be Ed Buck. Yes, I am slandering Ed Buck's name because his name deserves to be slandered. Dudes are dying in his house. They're overdosing on meth.
Yeah.
Yep. Booty bandit.
And he's a politician, so.
Well, he's a donor. Yeah, so he's giving money to the politician. Hey, look, I'm going to give you this money. You just make sure that I don't get in trouble for booty busting. I mean, helping the homeless and the drug addicted.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah, I probably need to go on break now because I said booty bandit way too many times. Well, I'm stuck. So, this is the Cameron and Jewel Santana Dipset Anthem.
Together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Cameron and Jewel Santana, Dipset Anthem. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I have sworn that every week I'm going to do this just because it's something that I want to do. Florida Mayor Wayne Messam. I'm going to keep saying his name. Dark-skinned black man in Florida. He's running for president, and he wants to forgive student loans. So, I have never been more invested in a presidential campaign than I am for the campaign for Wayne Messam. I don't even care what the hell else he's saying. You know, he could say, I want to be one with aliens. And you know what? I'd be like, that's cool, man. You gonna forgive them student loans too? Yeah. I'm in. I'm with you. We'll have a meditation prayer session where we convene with the aliens, so long as the student loans is being forgiven. No? Too much? I'm the only one that think that that's cool. Okay, fine. All right. I see how it is. It's okay. I'm just saying. Wayne Messam. Wayne Messam, dark-skinned black man for president. If you can't see me, but I got my fist up in the air in the black power fist. And also, because once again, I want my student loans forgiven.
I think you'd have a better chance in the Y2K crash and that thing coming back around. Remember, everybody was like, oh, I hope it does crash so my credit can be restored. I think a computer glitch might happen before.
Okay.
They let, what's his name, Wayne, come into office.
Hey, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. Either way, I just want my student loans forgiven. if it's a computer glitch, yeah. All right. I'm done talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk about karma though. Karma, armor, one of them. Anyway, so know if you remember the woman in New Haven who went on that tirade against the black couple in the grocery store, you know, calling them the N-word and spitting at them, right? Spitting at old black folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, just a little something happened. A little something happened. Somebody broke into her house.
Oh, wow.
Somebody broke into her house, kind of stole the copper wiring from her garage and parts of her house. But, that's, am I supposed to say that's beautiful?
Well, nobody got hurt, so.
I'm saying, am I supposed to rejoice in bad things happening to bad people?
Not really, but
not really.
Nobody got hurt.
I'm saying, so shouldn't I be happy?
You can have, I don't know. You can be amused by it. How about that?
Okay. I can be.
Is that okay?
I can be.
Amused.
Amused. I can't be happy. Amused and happy, they not the same thing?
I just said what I said. You can be amused.
No,
you can't be happy.
I'm trying to be happy. I can just be barely amused, is what you're saying.
There.
I can't be ecstatic.
Can't be ecstatic. You can't show, like, any gratification, like, any. You can't do that, no.
See, you take all fun out of it. Folks be happy.
I'm not saying when you get off the air you can't jump for joy and pop some confetti poppers and light some candles. I'm not saying you can't do that. But right now, you can only be slightly amused.
I just want to share it with the world, though.
You can share your amusement.
All right, fine. You know what? I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna break away from that. You know what?
Okay.
I'm just gonna walk away from that, and I'm gonna go into the dumbass of the week. All right, dumbass of the week. Florida man. I mean, it's Florida, right? So this dude, he didn't want to show up for his shift at a Hardee's restaurant. So Brian Anderson called 911 and reported he's just been robbed. He told the dispatchers that two gun carrying men took his necklace, money, and his phone before jumping to a car and driving away.
Hmm.
Yeah. Police got there, quickly realized that a robbery never happened. And in a Facebook post, these dudes are stupid, he confessed, adding that on the bright side, he didn't have to go to his 11 a.m. shift at the restaurant. And he got charged.
He couldn't just call in?
Well, that was my thought. Like, you know, you just call in sick. Yeah, that's it. But apparently that was because that made too much sense.
Oh.
That's,
I mean, it's boring. What he did was more exciting, but you know.
Hey, that's I got robbed. Speaking of robbing. So you saw, one, you saw Cardi B. She got a little flack. She put out talking about drugging and robbing dudes.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, saying that's how I had to do to survive. Now, I'm going to ask you this, you know, because I've always had a problem with the rappers that did that. And, you know, so she's in that long line of people. I won't tell. I mean, when you're rich, should you be bragging about what you had to do? Or is that like, that's like the Jay-Z, I sold crack so you wouldn't have to?
Well, you know, first, I don't think she put the tape out. I think someone else did. Yes, someone else taped her a long time ago saying that, but I don't think she put the tape out, so where people were saying, why is she bragging about it? I don't think she was bragging. I think it was a conversation that she had, somebody taped it, and now it's out. Do I feel like what's the difference between her and any man that does it? None. Any victims come out and say, yeah, this happened to me, and she get prosecuted? I doubt it. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, people are upset, like, it's been her and Bill Cosby or her and any man that's done. And I said, well, the difference is that women will say that this happened to them and, you know, they'll prosecute. What man is going to come out and say, you know, it was a trick?
Well, the last dude that came out and said, admitted to drugging women, he went to jail.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is somebody, a woman came out and said, yes, he did this.
Yeah. And so we'll see.
In order for Cardi B to get in trouble, somebody's going to have to come out and say, if you were drugged by her, would you come out?
Well, I mean, we'll, We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I mean, but would you, as a man, would you admit to it?
It wouldn't happen to me.
No, I'm just saying, though, as a man in general, you being a man, and if it happened to you, you were soliciting her for sex.
All right. So, see, here's what we're saying here. So, if I was a man, which I am, thank you.
Yeah.
If I was that kind of man, that
okay,
you know my feelings on it. I'm not a trick. So, but if I was a trick, then yeah, I would come out because I was a trick in the first place. And if she drugged me, yeah, I'm gonna come out because I'm already a buster anyway. I'm already a sucker. Anything you want to call it, because to me, people who are tricks are suckers to me.
But that's most just, men don't look at it as that way. A man does not look at himself as being a trick when he's listed for prostitution. He's not thinking of himself as a trick.
All right, well, he does not. My opinion. I'm saying that you're a sucker, that you're a trick. I mean, to the female, you're a trick, and it was obvious you was a trick because she tricked you. She drugged you, took your money, trick, and so and she bragging about it. So for me, I'd be like, oh, that heifer got me. I would come out. I would be that dude. I mean, I wouldn't care. I'm getting my money back. Period.
I feel like I would be too. I would feel like I don't have nothing to lose with her getting prosecuted.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't have nothing to lose by me saying that. Yep. She drugged me and she robbed me.
Right. She got me.
So whether I was soliciting her or not, I don't have nothing to lose.
Yeah, you get up there and you're going to go in, right? I'm going all the way in. I'm like, I felt violated, and I was laying there paralyzed, and I felt like I was going to die. I didn't know if her pimp was going to come in. They was going to kill me. I'm fearing for my life, and I've been living in fear this whole time, and I don't know.
And everybody is going to look at you in the side eye and be like,
right.
For real.
Right, but then I'm going to say,
give you
hey,
a side eye.
Hey, but guess what? You have a good lawyer who says, you know what? Me too. I'm just saying.
Mm.
So saying that men can't be taken advantage because she's bragging about it. I took advantage of him. I drugged him. I robbed him. That's what I had to do. And so you're going to get, just like there's the women that we say maybe they were faking. I mean, because that was Bill Cosby's thing, right? Like, hey, I didn't rape all of them. I only raped some of them. The rest of them is lying. That was his defense, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I ain't meaning to laugh because I'm not being insensitive, but I'm just talking about his ridiculous argument was, I didn't rape all of them. I raped some of them. That was his argument.
Yeah, some of them gave
right.
it up willingly.
Right. So his is a stupid argument. Now, what's her argument? She admits to robbing fools. She admit to robbing fools. Yeah, I drugged them and robbed them. And so a dude comes out there and say, hey, yeah, it was me. It was me. And I want damages. Because she's worth quite a bit of change now. So you can go in and you can get some.
Yeah, I don't think men are. Because I don't think most men feel like they would vindicate it in a situation like that. I think most men in this wake of the Me Too movement feel like that might go for her and not, you know, against her. I mean, when it's all wrong, regardless, like, you know, I think in these days of
or not these days, they've been about equal rights for women for years. You know, women want equal rights, but we also want to be treated like we're on a pedestal as well. So, you know, you can't, it can't have it both ways.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So it's sitting right there. Now, I'm curious to see if there's going to be one of them dudes down there in that area, if somebody's going to come out.
It's going to be interesting if somebody does. I usually don't pay attention to celebrity issues and what's going on in their lives, but I probably will pay attention to this.
Yeah, I mean, because it will be a first. It will be a first,
yeah,
where the man comes out and he's talking about how the woman has aggrieved him. And I was fearful for my life. And you don't know how it feels to be immobilized. You can see them robbing you and debasing you and degrading you, and you can't do nothing about it. I mean, there's a whole argument there. And so then it's like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander argument. And so, I mean, even if she didn't put this out, whoever her friend is that put it out could have done her a disservice. I mean, because I don't know if folks remember Bobby Shmurda. He went to jail for rap lyrics, bragging about shit he did in his lyrics. So I'm saying there's a precedent, and so some of these cats you can't be out there just loose and reckless, because now they're like, you a rap snitch telling all your business, and you snitching on yourself. I mean, we are living in a time where I could be videotaping child porn with an admitted child molester, and I don't get time because I just mysteriously found those videotapes in my closet. We are living in that time, right? So
yeah, we're living in that time as well.
Anything is possible, especially when we talk about black folks. Especially,
you are so right about that.
It is all out there. But hey, that's just something that people don't see the definite implications of their actions when it comes to what you say in public and how it can be used against you. So back in the day, it was used to divide black folks. Now black folks are divided. So now it's used to prosecute black folks. So social media, everything that you say can get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things. It's that double, but it's not even double-edged sword. It's just a sword. Because it doesn't matter what edge is sharp, you're going to get cut by it. They're going to make sure that they hit you with the sharp side. But,
yeah.
And on that note, I'm thinking we probably gonna need to go on a break. And so I'm gonna dig deep into, I'm not digging deep. I'm going into the vault. They come from my balls vault. This is ATM in North Park.
together you've got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. FN Word. That was Clay Creation, 8 p.m. in North Park. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so, you know, I was saving it. Groundhog Day, Hater of the Week, it's all together, so. I'm just gonna go in.
That shit happened again? Oh hell no.
Hate. I hate you.
Now what could be Groundhog of the Day and Hater of the Week all together? Oh. Real easy. Did you see of course we talked about Jussie Smollett. Is that how you pronounce it? Smollett? Smollett?
Smollett. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Jussie Smollett? Smollett? I don't know.
It's Jussie. Jussie Smollett.
Jussie? Whatever. Anyway, so, yeah. he was found innocent, right? But.
Yeah.
They're like, nah. So, Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, he called the announcement a whitewashing of justice, and doesn't believe that 10,000 is enough. He wants to build Smollett approximately 130K for the resources used for the investigation. So he goes on to say, I think there's a whole level of ethical cost because he's still walking around saying, hey, I'm innocent. Everything I said from day one is true. We're going to get the resources back, he said. So, So if he's found innocent, I mean, last time I checked, if I'm found innocent, that means I didn't do nothing. Right?
I'm innocent. I mean, yeah.
So are we paying because we're innocent now?
You know, I thought about that, and I don't know. Is he paying because of the resources that were used and then there's nothing coming out of it? There's no guilty and there's only innocence, but we still use these resources.
Okay, but you see how hypocritical that is, which is why this is Groundhog Day. So, black man found innocent. No, he got to pay because he was innocent. Now, we have these white officers, you know, who break into people's houses thinking that they're there. And there's resources. Because she's going to be found not guilty, right? So breaking into somebody's house and killing them. In his place, saying he was looking suspicious in his place, killing him in his place. Did I say that she killed him in his place? She broke into his place.
She killed him in his place. Yeah.
Okay. When she's found innocent of that, are they going to say that she needs to pay for the resources that they used to say that she was not guilty? Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty.
That's interesting. Yeah, you're right, though. When you think about it like that, yeah. That would be anybody that was prosecuted and found not guilty. Do they have to pay for all the resources?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that won't come up because for all of these police officers who've been found not guilty by reason of I'm a cracker. they don't have to pay. So I'm like, so why is Jesse paying? I'm not even understanding. I don't understand the case. Never understood it, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I initially understood it, but once they, I don't know, something flipped.
Right. We got him.
What?
He wrote a check. We got him. Then all of a sudden, well, we don't have him.
Yeah, and the Nigerians told the truth, and now you don't even know where they are.
Right. Well, I'm guessing they went back to Nigeria like, nah, man, I'm going to scam. I'm going to send y'all some email next week. Yeah, because, they had to cut down on it. It used to be like every day you would get like 4 or 5 of those, hey, I got 30 million. And
yeah,
I'll give you half if you give me your bank account number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even get them no more. I want to say shout out to Peter James, the first dude who sent an email to Smooth Drama way back in the first week of Smooth Drama. He sent the email saying, hey, I got $15 million for you if you give me your bank account. I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
But
did you give him your bank account information?
I actually did not. I said, hey, email me where you are. I said, give me some information. And we can, I said, you give me an email address and we can exchange PayPal. And he just never got back to me. I've been waiting.
Wow.
Yeah. That Peter, he's slow on the email tip. It's like maybe he's just like typing and he don't know English. And so he's like, he's in a region where they don't speak English. And so maybe he had to get an interpreter.
Yeah.
So he's still working on them words.
What, like 20 years ago?
Actually, it was like almost 10.
Okay.
Almost 10. Yeah. So, Peter, if you out there, if you listening, damn it, Peter, email a brother. Know what I'm saying? Email me. I'm trying to hear from you, Peter James. I miss you, bro. I'm serious. Our conversation was so deep, and it's like I just wanted to continue there. All right.
Please,
so,
you are not.
Ew. Stop that. All right. I'm serious.
Stop what?
I'm serious. You about to say that I'm not serious about my Peter James. Shout out. I give that dude a shout out every year.
Does not want to hear from you.
Anyway, he King James' great-great-great-great-grandson.
Yeah, but he don't want to hear from you.
All right, so we're going to move on from King James since you don't want to show him the love. Showing love. Detroit, there's a thing, the Call 'Em Out Coalition. They host an event every year. This year, they honored life and contributions of the late Coleman Young, Detroit's first African-American mayor. And then they also have at their banquet, they call the Sambo Awards. And so they called out Detroit Police Chief James Craig and Sewerage Department Director Gay Brown as the winners of the Sambo Awards. Yeah. And so Mr. Craig was not happy. And they came out and they defended themselves like, hey, you know what? That's some BS. I'm say this. Brown was like, if these were white nationalists saying this, we'd be outraged. Well, I am outraged no matter who said it. And worse, I have to explain this to my grandkids. He says, as someone who has faced discrimination from other black people because of my light complexion, he said, I can tell you, I don't care if it's coming from the mouth of a white man or a black man. Racist is racist, and I'm going to call it out when I see it. And so Police Chief Craig called a press conference, and he says, I say they don't get a pass. It certainly wasn't a flattering comment. It was racially insensitive. He said, step and fetch it. And it was used a lot during slavery. And so for me, it is very hurtful to even attach Coleman and Young to that award is wrong.
Yeah, because what is the award based on?
Oh, it's being a Sambo coon, basically.
Wow.
So, yeah, so he's, see, because what they were talking about is during Mayor Young's time in office, 95% of the force was black. And so under his administration, it dipped 40% to 55%. And he said, many African Americans don't want to be police officers. So we go through great pains to try and encourage and embrace, and we do a lot in the black community in terms of recruitment. And so he says, it's garbage. Why I got to be a Sambo?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see, like, what the basis of, I've never heard of that.
Coons defending themselves. Like, well, damn it. You know, my grandkids going to know I'm a coon. Y'all going to tell the world I'm a coon? Why am I a coon? I mean, because Brown is a two-time winner. So he must be cooning really hard. And, I mean, Brown is a sewerage officer. I don't even know what that is. So I guess I'll have to look that up. Like he's a sewerage department director.
Hmm.
That is funny. So you have to be cooning, I'll say, in Bay Area, hella hard for folks to notice you in the department. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was like. Was he nominated? Did people like put his name in, or like how did they even?
The Detroit community was like, you know what? He's a coon. And this is his second time. Now, I don't know about most people, but most people don't know too much about the trash and sewage people. You don't really know the name. So you have to, as I say, be cooning hella hard for folks to recognize you. You got a special place in their heart, like, yeah, that dude's a coon. We're going to talk about him. Yeah. So that was it. I just wanted to throw that shout out to the coons out there. You know, no matter where you are, we want to shout
it's
you
possible
out.
It's possible you can win an award.
Right. I mean, because we do it here. We have the Coon of the Year Award, so.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of recognition, I saw something, and it was about why do Egyptian statues have no noses?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Groundhog Day, right? And institutional racism. And so on the statues of all the other pantheons, races, whatnot, none of the noses are shot off or clipped off. Except for the black statue.
What were the statues were?
Oh, well, you know the Greek statues where they're naked and you see the balls and that.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So little dick statues, they never hit the nose.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Well, that's
ever.
Because it looked like them. We already know why the noses were shut off.
Yeah, I know that. But it's one of those things where I think people don't understand the complexity of this racism. So we can talk about Jesse having to pay for being innocent. And that same mindset says that we're going to shoot the noses off. We don't even want you to have statues. Right? The Black Madonna and Child in the Vatican, in the vault, it's never showed. That's how deep it is.
Oh, yeah. But hey,
you know what? That's
life. But we already know that that's... Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's how we're going to end. Just right there. For Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. And we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.